Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will discuss the status of the area called Syria. We get the word Syria from Syria, during the time of Shemitah. And we have to understand that Syria was conquered by David HaMelech. However, since it was conquered before he had conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, it never received the full Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, never had the full status as Eretz Yisrael. In certain ways it has halachot of Eretz Yisrael, in certain ways it does not. And as such, our Mishnah tells us that osin batolosh basurya, you're permitted to do activities on with peros of Shemitah that are not attached to the ground in Syria during Shemitah. Avalo b'mechubar. However, the type of activities that would be working with produce that's attached to the ground, that would be a problem. The Mishnah explains those activities. It says, you are allowed to doshim, you could do threshing, vizorin and winnowing, vidorchin, and you could also press or stomp on the grapes, uma amrin, and you could gather the bundles of wheat, etc. That you could do. Avalo kotsrin, however, you cannot harvest or cut down the produce that's growing. Volo botsrin, and kotsrin is something you do with grain, and botsrin is how you harvest grapes. Volo moskim, and you cannot harvest the olives. Those activities would not be permissible. Klal Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said a rule, kol shekayotze bo mutter v'eretz Yisrael, anything that is permissible during Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, and this means min haTorah, biblically, anything permitted biblically, such as activities with produce that's not attached to the ground, it's only forbidden midrabanan to do those activities that we mentioned, winnowing, etc., to do those without a shinoi was asur midrabanan. However, since they are permitted biblically, osin oso basurya, you're permitted to do them in Syria during Shemitah, without any type of a shinoi. That's why it's permissible for you to be dosh and zoreh and dorech and a ma'amer. That's why you can do the threshing and the winnowing and the pressing and the gathering. Most Mefarshim understand that our Mishnah is talking about produce that is shomer, that is guarded, and somebody who did not properly mafkir, didn't allow everyone to take part in his produce during Shemitah. And since he guarded it, therefore we have these limitations on what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. However, if it had been something he was mafkir, then you could even do kitsira, bitsira, you could even actually harvest it, according to most Mefarshim.